Today we're looking at 2 Thessalonians 3, 6-18. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we did not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. This is the sign of genuineness in every letter of mine. It is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Today we're wrapping up the book of 2 Thessalonians. Briefly touching upon the last three verses, Paul concludes with a benediction, conferring God's peace to his brothers and sisters. He writes, "May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way." We see that no matter what the circumstance or hardship we as believers find ourselves in, we can always tap into the peace that the Lord of peace himself provides. God is the source of all peace and comfort. And throughout the letter, Paul has written about the confidence he has in God to protect his brothers and sisters. The focus of the verses before this benediction is Paul's warning to the Thessalonians to not be idle. His command is found in the first verse. Keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you have received from us. Apparently, some people among the believers were being idle, being busybodies versus actually being busy at work. And from verse 12, it seems that they were not earning their own living. Perhaps they were taking advantage of the church's generosity, since the church took care of those in need of food or clothes. In Acts 6, just as an example, in the early church, 7 people were appointed to take care of the daily distribution of food for widows and those who couldn't provide for themselves. It must have been a pretty big undertaking to need to assign 7 people just to take care of all the logistics of that. Or perhaps some people in the church were becoming lazy and just not working as diligently as they should, just putting on a front of doing work. He calls them brothers in verse 6 and says in verse 15 that brother is not considered your enemy, but clearly that brother should change his behavior. Paul encourages the people to stay away from that brother who is idle. One, so they hopefully feel a bit of shame and come to their senses that what they're doing is wrong. And two, so the people themselves aren't tempted to be idle either. Rather, they are to follow Paul's example of working hard for God. He had the right as a missionary to accept people's food and provision, but he chose not to. He and his companions toiled night and day so that they could pay everything that they needed, not being a burden to the believers. No one would be able to accuse him of taking advantage of his position because he paid for everything himself. From elsewhere in the Bible, we know that Paul's trade was as a tent maker. I think this passage goes off of yesterday's verses, where Paul asks for prayer for the word of God to speed ahead of them, and where he expresses confidence in God working among the Thessalonians. God is working all around, in the church in Thessalonica, and in people who aren't yet believers. So the people were not to be idle, to just do busy work, but they are to join in on the work of God. The work of God includes sharing the good news with others and purposely building relationships with others. It includes this spiritual type of work. And it also means doing good vocational work, because that also is spiritual. Our vocational work helps support the church and does not burden the church unnecessarily. And working hard also reflects the steadfastness of God, which Paul mentioned in verse 5 from yesterday as well. So today, let's heed this encouragement to not grow weary in doing good. There will be many times when being idle seems like the easy way to go. For example, when work gets stressful, or in the opposite case, when it's slower than usual, we may be tempted to just slack off a bit. Or when it comes to doing work for the church, we'll find resistance sometimes in serving when we're tired or just not in the mood. However, again, God says, do not grow weary in doing good. God wants us to do good, to work well and be engaged in his work, both vocationally and spiritually. Let's examine our attitudes at our jobs or toward school if we're a student, or if you're job searching, then examine your attitude towards your job search right now. Let's remember that all of that is ultimately for God, not to just meet ends meet for ourselves. And also, let's examine our attitude towards serving at church. God has placed good works for us to carry out, and we'll find the most joy in our lives when we do that with zeal. Let's pray for our church that it'd be full of people actively joining in on God's work. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the fact that you are at work all around us. God, you are at work in Paul and in the Thessalonians. And God, you are still at work today among us in our church and among all the people we see. Lord, help us to be active and busy in doing your work. God, not doing work to promote ourselves, but really to just do work for you. God, I pray especially for our attitude at our jobs or schools or a job search or whatever you have called us to right now. Lord, help us to do it with diligence and to not grow weary in doing good. Help us to really honor you and keep you at the center of our minds when we do so. God, we lift up our hearts to you. In Jesus' name we pray.